Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golzer dictating an endoscopy report on Rebecca Pfister, P-F-I-S-T-E-R, date of birth 1/13/1992, date of procedure January 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golzer, DO, referring physician is Dr. Curdy Kalidas. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy. Polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Sorry, delete that. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, weight loss, comma, bloating, comma, change the abnormal CAT scan, findings of colitis, comma, history of polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, all the possibility of missing lesions, such as the malignancy, while explaining to the patient, period, the patient brought to an anesthesia, placed in lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care, period, while lubricated limbs, video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflexy was obtained at the cardio, period, or resection from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patients then turned around in left lateral position, period, the digital exam was normal. Period of well-lubricated limb studio colonoscopes introduced into rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Terminal ileum was evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Valve perforation was poor, period, with a Boston bowel prep score of 5, comma 1-1-3, period. Patients started the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number, at upper endoscopy, next line, there was an unremarkable proximal metastasis, next line, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block, next line, there was mild gastric erythema noted, biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori, next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, next line. At colonoscopy, there was a poor prep. Boston bowel prep score was 5, 1-1-3, period. The terminal ileum was unremarkable at the last 5 centimeters. Next line, the patient's colon was tortuous and looping and redundant, period. The right side and the transverse colon were covered with sticky stool that was unable to be lavaged and suctioned. Next line, there was 2 sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. The one removed with cold biopsy polypectomy was diminutive in size. The one removed with cold snare polypectomy was approximately 5 millimeters in size. Next line, there was a rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. This was diminutive in size. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding were noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll discuss with patients on evaluation for repeat endoscopy as she has had an endoscopy 6 months ago with a fair prep and good evaluation. Comma would recommend in 1 year time, but could hold off for 3 years if the patient would like. Next line. The patient has been on numerous medications for chronic constipation, from my review, it sounds like the patient has not been on Ibsrela before. This might be another option to try on follow-up visit. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.